I'm looking to be considered as the best. I can't see myself as any other way as, other than being the best. I started off young. I was always the best out there. I felt like the world was mine. Anytime we was out there on the playground, I'm Walter Payton. And I get the ball, I try to run with the ball with one hand and high step like him. So at a pretty early age, you know, I pretty much had that idea that I could take this as far as I wanted to take it. I'm not gonna sit here and try to tell you the difference between arrogance and cockiness and confidence. It doesn't matter. I feel I'm a good football player, and when I'm out there on the field, I'm gonna prove it to you. For myself, when I really thought I had a chance, probably came when I got to high school, my 10th grade year. I wasn't able to play on offense. There was a starter there, and I had to play defense. I didn't want to play defense, but I got out there, and I did pretty good for the team. When I get the opportunity to play, I got to take advantage of that opportunity. When I got to Michigan, I worked hard to get into that starting lineup, and they gave me the chance to play. My whole thing was to be ready, and I was ready when I got in. In college, nobody was going to throw my way. But I felt like if the coaches would put me on offense, nobody could stop me on offense. So he put me out there, let me make a couple plays, put a couple points on the board, and you know, if we were down, we were right back in the game. And that was my whole thing. Put me in the game, and I'm going to make something happen. 97, we go 12-0. You know, we play Ohio State, we beat Ohio State in the Big House, one of the biggest games of my career. Go to the Rose Bowl, we win the Rose Bowl. We share the national championship, but hey, I mean, how many people go 12-0? As an individual, the Heisman Trophy is everything you want. And for those, for the people at the Downtown Athletic Club to call my name.
From Michigan, Charles Woodson.
Just, you know, the most wonderful feeling came over me at that point in time. And then, you know, you get drafted, fourth pick overall. Everybody wants to be a top 10 pick, you know, and that's the ultimate greatest moment. That would have to be telling my mother she doesn't have to work anymore. After everything, all the hard times growing up, not having any money, and her working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week sometimes, telling her she didn't have to work anymore. I mean, what greater feeling could you have? Putting a Raiders uniform on, I think, is just a sense of pride. I mean, you know where this team has come from, you know what they've done in the past, and putting a uniform on, you're trying to get that back. And putting on the silver and black, that's like a sign of strength for me. You know, putting on a black jersey, silver pants, and going out there and you're going to war. Knowing that they had a lot of great cornerbacks here, for me, I'm just here to carry out tradition. It was a big moment in my life playing in Dallas. You know, the great players that were out there on the field, and like I said, my first interception in the National Football League. It's a first. Anytime there's a first, it's a great moment in your life. And I really wish I could have took it back all the way. I would love to play offense. Whether that's going to happen, I really have no idea. But when I get the ball in my hand, I always feel like something special is about to happen. So I want you to keep your eye on me when that rock's in my hands. I'm out there to excite the crowd on Sundays, have people jumping in their seats and just going crazy. Off the field, most of the time I'm pretty low-key. I don't really talk a whole lot unless I really have something to say. I want to be the guy you know next door. You know, I'm not just some superhero. You know what I'm saying? I'm just Charles Woodson, just a regular person, and that's it.